Welcome to BizHaps, where entrepreneurs tell quick hit, bite-sized stories from their business life that teach, entertain, and inspire us to grow. My name is Anna Gonzalez, and I'm your host. BizHaps is brought to you by Factor One. We install a simple sales framework that can inject quick cash into your business in as little as 7 days. And we've got a proven track record in over 30 different industries. If you want more sales in your business as soon as this week, go to factorone.io to learn more. That's factorone.io. Today's guest is Michael McLean. Michael makes millions of dollars a year writing old-school caveman emails to his friends. He's going to share a BizHap about going from sports to business. Michael, welcome to the show. Let's get into your story.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for having me. Let's talk email.
Let's do this. So tell me your story. Tell me your tea.
My story is unique. When I graduated from college a few years ago, my plan was to coach in the National Hockey League someday. So I am a former minor pro professional hockey coach. That was my dream, to be in the hockey business. I was fired in minor pro after being in the hockey business for 11 years. Coaches are hired to be fired. But I went home that time and I talked to my mom and my dad. And my dad asked me a question. He said, son, he said, before you take the next job in hockey, is this the lifestyle you want? And at the time I was single, I didn't have any children. I was living in Canada. And he said, this is all wonderful now, but what happens when you're married? I know you want to have a family. Are you willing to move your family around the country? Hockey coaches are hired to be fired. Is this the lifestyle you want? And it was at that fork in the road that I decided to leave professional hockey behind. I didn't want the instability. And I embraced what I call two words, personal sovereignty. I said, I am going to live life and do business on my own terms. And the best vehicle for that was entrepreneurship. My dad worked to the age of 85. He's 90 now. He said, why don't you join the family insurance business? He said, no strings attached. He said, come and work with me. I'll teach you the business from the back door to the front door in 12 months. If you hate the business, you can always go back to hockey. He said, if you love the business after 1 year, walk into my office, make me an offer. I'll sell you the company. So I learned that business from the back door to the front door. 17 years later, which was 4 years ago, I sold that family business for a record industry multiple. And we 12x'd that business by writing simple emails to our client base week after week, year after year, for 17 straight years. I've used email since then when I got back into the hockey business with my own team. I've used email with my barbershop franchise. There's not been any business I've been part of that I haven't used email marketing as the backbone. And as I was mentioning to you, my 11-year-old daughter, Emery, presently raises tens of thousands of dollars every year for local charities here in Naples, Florida, and our summer home in Canada. Once again, with a small email list, emailing and raising funds for charities in this community. So email is the honey that brings in the money. And as my friend Matt Fury says, it is the eighth wonder of the marketing world.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. I want to be like Emery.
So do I.
So I'm going to ask this. Can you tell us one quick tip for email marketing?
Very simple. You can grow any size of business. There's only three things that I do in the last 17 years. I've sold over $153 million of products and services in multiple industries. I'm a former pro hockey coach. I knew nothing about marketing. I knew nothing about email. I did three simple things for the last 17 years. No matter what industry I enter, whether it's insurance, whether it's contracting, whether it's consulting, whether it's podcasts, or whether it's running a lemonade stand with my 11-year-old, I build a little email list. I email it every day, and I sell products that help people. That's it. That's my three prongs. I do not participate in social media. I don't have anything to do with anything of, you know, YouTube, any of that stuff. I build an email list. I email it every single day of my life. and I sell products that help people.
That's awesome.
Is the three-prong approach.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's so valuable for people.
It's interesting. In the insurance business, I made $30,000 my first year. I made $40,000 my second year. I could barely pay my rent. I made $50,000 my third year. Once again, starving. I could barely pay my credit cards. And the fourth year, I made $140,000. I just kept emailing and emailing. I had to believe in myself. Everybody thought I was a lunatic. And then the fifth year, I went from $140,000 to $1.1 million, then $1.3 million. And for the last 16 years, I've made over $1 million semi-retired with a simple email list.
Wow. Just by writing ugly emails to your friends.
I never miss a day. I've grown a list. I do marketing right now for different groups. And all I do is I shoot a short video every day on my morning walk. I email it at 6 a.m. every morning, and it goes out to a list of about 4,000 entrepreneurs. Those entrepreneurs then buy my book, they buy my newsletter, they join my masterminds, and it's really that simple. So I've been semi-retired for the last 4 years. My afternoons are for family with my daughter and my wife, and I work usually 3 to 4 hours. But email is the honey that brings in the money.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that today. So Michael, who do you serve and how can those people find you?
I have a brand new book that came just bought to the door 2 hours ago. My daughter answered the door, and you know, as well as like you're an entrepreneur, you understand there's nothing more exciting than when your book comes out. This is my third book, but this is the big one. This is the Caveman Email Millions Playbook. And it's called Caveman because my friends make fun of me because I'm a tech dinosaur. I literally can barely send an email, but I've been able to figure that much out. But this is my top 100 email templates. So I've written over 4,000 emails in the last, let's say, 17 years, Anna. And I went to my marketing director and I said a couple months ago, I said, give me the top 100 money-making emails, nothing to do with likes or opens or popularity. What are the top 100 emails I've ever sent in the last 17 years? That's what this book is. Book is a template of those exact emails that somebody can plug and play. The title of the book is The Caveman Email Millions Playbook. And it's my top most profitable money-drenching emails. And nothing loftier than that. It's not about open rates or anything like that. This is the best, most profitable 100 templates. People can buy the book at cavemanmillions.com. And here's the other thing that's unique is they can pay whatever they want, Anna. They can pay whatever they want. They can pay $1 for the digital download. They can pay $10. They can pay $50. They can pay $100. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me at this point in my career. They can pay whatever they want. If a person only has $1, they can buy this book at cavemanmillions.com for $1. It's a digital download. They'll have it right away. Some people pay $10. Some people pay $50. It doesn't matter to me. No strings attached. But I want to get this book into the hands of as many small business owners and entrepreneurs as possible. At this point in my career, it's about significance and legacy. It's not just about money. So cavemanmillions.com, the book will be out next week. If your people want to go to that, they do the download, they'll have the book within seconds, as you know.
That's awesome. Actually, yeah, I'm just downloading it. Thank you so much for sharing
this. Thank you for your $100.
You're very welcome. Yes. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much to our guest, Michael McLean, for coming on and sharing his story about going from sports to business and for writing ugly emails to your friends. If you've got a BizHap of your own and you'd like to be on the show, go to bizhaps.com to apply. If you like this episode and want more, be sure to follow us on Apple or Spotify so you can get your daily dose. One BizHap a day keeps the burnout away. Just a quick reminder, if your sales are down right now and you can't seem to turn it around, go to factor1.io and let's see if we can slingshot you into momentum. See you next time.
Hey, thanks for listening to BizHaps. My name is Josh Thomas, and I'm the founder of Factor One. Anna and I started this podcast because we wanted to connect with more entrepreneurs who had interesting stories to tell. We're always looking for more business owners to connect with and feature. So if you know anyone else who might have a good story or two, introduce us by sending them to bizhaps.com. And if you're running a service-based business that's looking to grow this year, let's talk about how we can slingshot you into momentum with a quick injection of cash and sales. Our clients typically see results in as little as 7 days. To learn more, go to factorone.io. That's factorone.io.